I'm speaking with Carrie Heggie March of Statoil, and our listeners last heard her at the Maine Fishermen's Forum, and she was talking about Statoil's proposal to bring floating wind power off of Maine. In this case, not off of Penobscot Bay, but more off Casco Bay. But she's going to explain to me why they're here and who are some of the people are in Statoil that you brought here.
Yes, we are holding these open house sessions to reach out to the wider public to get the information out about what is actually our project about and what how will it cause potential influence. And we're also here to learn back what kind of concerns do the public have about a project like this.
Tell you what, let's go right down the hallway just a little bit here, okay? Just out of the sonic barrier. Just right here, you'll be fine. There.
Look at that.
There. Okay. And I don't need to repeat myself there. So anyway, can you tell me, are you satisfied that a lot of people have shown up?
Of course, we are really excited about that so many people are interested in our project and takes the time to come and see what this is all about.
Do people seem excited? Are they cautious? Do you have a mix of people that are perhaps fishermen wondering?
Yes, of course. I think it's a good balance here. We get a lot of support and got a lot of interest. And of course, there are some concerns, and we try to answer the questions as good as we can. But we are still in the early phase, so we do not have all the questions yet. But this is why we want to do this in an early phase, to be able to take the concerns back and evaluate it and give it a consideration.
Now, you've brought several people here to elaborate on things. And can you tell me a bit about them?
Yes, we have Kristin Ormott. She's a project manager for this main project. We have brought Peter Greve. He is responsible for the environmental impact assessment. And I'm the stakeholder manager. And in addition, we have also Tetra Tech, which is the company we have hired for the environmental impact assessments. And we have also a communication company with us, Barton Gingold, that will help us in reaching out and do the stakeholder processes.
Oh, so there's an easy interface there then. Good. Where would you say you are in the process right now? I mean, most people don't really understand what the process is. You say very beginning. Are there certain thresholds that you'll have to pass soon, like public hearings or things like that? Anything planned in the for the future? Where we go from here?
Yes. At this stage, we are focused on getting the commercial frames in place. We are working with BOEM on the lease application. We filed an unsolicited lease application last year. We have also filed an application for the connection to the grid to ISO New England. So we are working on these frame conditions to see whether this area will be feasible. And we are also started surveys of bats and avian, and we will continue this survey program for this season and the next season to gain more information about the area.
Now, you described yourself as a stakeholder manager. That sounds, on the face of it, a very excellent idea to have. Can you tell me a bit of what that role is? Because I'm sure you've been a stakeholder manager with other offshore wind initiatives elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, we focus on, there's a lot of stakeholders in a process like this, both when it comes to environmental agencies, with governmental bodies, with other users of the area, the general public at all, And we try to reach out quite early to get a good process from the very beginning.
Hmm. And so is this company that you mentioned that is helping you interface, are they under are you the person that work with you?
Please, can you please take that once again?
Okay. You mentioned the fourth consultant, I guess it was the fourth person, and they were the ones that are helping you get locations, interact with people, set up the tables and all that.
Yeah.
So is that under your command then?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct.
And so why don't you take me around to some of these different people that can tell me some details?
Yes.
Thank you.
See.